What I want to share with you, I just want to give you a little bit of an update as far as our challenge goes. We've been working this initiative for about 3 years now, and really what it comes down to, our challenge, is creating, promoting, facilitating, nurturing a parish community in which the majority of the faithful are passionate about pursuing growth in holiness and making progress in that pursuit. That's really what it comes down to. A growth in the life of holiness, sanctity, as a parish community, not just a certain number of individuals. And so there are a number of facets to making that a reality. And obviously there's a capital needs component. You have to have, there's tangible needs in regards to fulfilling this goal or fulfilling this purpose. And so we've had a capital needs component of our challenge, which has included nothing really innovative, but just kind of repairs and maintenance. Roof, boiler in the church, boiler in the school, lights. So the lights will be the next thing that will be replaced. I think, incredibly expensive, but our insurance agent or insurance company basically gave us one more year to change them out because wires are exposed and the church is vulnerable to be burned down. But then we would get a new church, so I'm kind of conflicted. So anyway... there's nearly nothing innovative on that list. We had a goal of $1.26 million, and right now, with given and collected pledges, we have $993,000. We're about $267,000 out, and we're hoping to end the financial component of our challenge at this time by December 31st of this year. So far this year, 319 families have given a total of $247,000. So if you have not given to our challenge, the financial component to our challenge this year, I just want to encourage you and invite you to discern that, the opportunity for a gift there. We need everybody. That's the reality. In a parish, you need everybody. Okay, so creating an atmosphere, a culture of dynamic faith growth. Well, we believe that part of that, what we need is a focus and purpose, a clear purpose, as a parish community. So we are working on a parish pastoral plan. 6 months ago, we put together a leadership team, a parish pastoral planning team. That team has been meeting for the last 6 months. And the most recent thing that has been done that you have participated in, or that we all have participated in, is the Disciple Maker Survey. So about 60% of the parish participated in that survey. So that's a pretty good response overall as far as parishes go. The next step is we're going to offer about 3 listening sessions so that there was matters or topics that you wanted to communicate to me and to the parish as a whole as far as where we're going, where we're at, what your hopes are. That'll be the opportunity for the listening session. So our first listening session will be next Sunday. You can find information about that in the bulletin. One thing that I have really come to an appreciation and awareness of is the importance of that the adults, parents and adults in our parish really get and are passionate about living out the faith. And that if that's not happening, then what happens with what goes on at the school, grade school or high school, is completely compromised. And so the 515 group, 515 Mass people didn't like this analogy or metaphor, but in my mind, if faith formation is not happening and a deeper spiritual life and a hunger for sanctity is not happening in our school, that's not what's being achieved, but it's all just academic excellence. In my mind, just take the money and go out and burn it, because that is not our purpose. Our purpose is making saints, right? That's what we're about. But I'm realizing that it's not just about the school, it's about all of us. We have to be passionate and hungry and seeking to grow more and encounter the living God in more intense and frequent ways. And as the group of high schoolers who went on the mission trip to New Mexico with me could tell you, Bishop Wall, the Bishop of Gallup, who is Gallup is the poorest diocese in the United States, he told the kids that the Mass is a guaranteed encounter with Christ. There's other ways that we can encounter Christ, but it's a guaranteed encounter. So celebrating and worshiping well on Sundays is so important to our life of faith. So in order to promote that end, what we have done, Ben Dunlap is working part-time as a liturgy coordinator. Basically, his job description is to coordinate and facilitate positively and practically the highest standards of ministering at the church's liturgy, and so contribute to the whole parish's participation in a more fruitful worship of God. That's not that really difficult. Okay. But we're investing in this for all of us, because this is the most important part of our faith, coming here to worship, being present with the living God who's being offered at the Mass. So that's one thing, one area that we're moving forward with. The second, as you heard from about 6 weeks ago, Bo Bonner, a very sought-after speaker, is working part-time for our parish as a director or coordinator of faith formation. So he'll be offering classes and doing faith formation, but he's also going to be helping us to create and scheme a plan, a strategy for adult faith formation in the parish. In my mind, there has to be a hunger and a consistent striving to learn more and understand more about the Catholic faith, or something is not right. When I was young and I was sick, I would come to the table and I wouldn't eat much. And my mom would say, "Are you sick?" Right? Because I'd eat a lot. Well, think about that with our faith. If there's not a hunger for growing and learning more and going deeper in our faith, there's something sick going on. And we need to address that, because God made us for himself, and we're restless until we rest in him. So this kind of gives you a little bit of an overview of where we are with the different aspects of our challenge and making our parish into a more dynamic and thriving place of encounter with the living God as the people of God. Amen?